Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chuckie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Thursday morning. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Do we have Coach Todd Reardon on the line?
Coach, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
There he is, Coach.
Thanks for joining us
on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What have the last few weeks been like for you?
Oh, it's been, I think, the same as it's been for everybody. A lot of time at home, a lot of time alone at home, and family time, and not getting out. So it's been a real priority for everybody, and obviously as we're trying to beat this virus, but in particular with my family. So it's been. It seems like it's been about 3 months since I last talked to you guys or was a part of a hockey game, but. I'm excited that we can get past this time in our lives and get back to normalcy and get back on the ice.
Coach, we know that your son Travis has an immunity system disorder. So your family has experience with some of the steps that we've had to adhere to during this pandemic as far as going to pretty extreme lengths to prevent bringing something home that will make, you know, members of your family sick.
Yeah, it's something we've dealt with, but obviously not to this extent, and we've always had to make the right decision for him in terms of how he's feeling, putting him in different circumstances. He's always been a little bit of a, since he's gone through this, he knows the importance of social distancing already and a lot of washing of his hands to begin with. So this was all stuff that was kind of the norm in our household, but obviously it's now at a whole new level, and especially with the chance that, you know, he is one of the ones that is in the, you know, at the top of the list of people that can contract this, him in addition to elderly or people that already have a sickness. So we've really been cautious about it.
How old is he? And so the concept of social distancing was brand new to me, but he would actually put this into practice himself?
Yeah, just the thought of it. We didn't call it social distancing. That wasn't the cool word back then. Now it's what the whole word, that's the word right. of the day every day now.
Right.
If for him, just in terms of putting himself into spots, you know, like he just, you know, he knew one of his friends was sick, you know, or a couple of his friends were, you know, then he would stay away from them and, you know, just nothing
gotcha.
It was weird, but just something that he would do. So that was something that, he was used to. And then especially now he hasn't gone out at all now. Now we can't take that chance.
Right. So Coach, let's rewind. Take us through the days leading up to when everything got shut down. You guys are playing, you're practicing basically a month away from the playoffs starting. What exactly happened? Like the timeline, and how fast did it happen until you guys completely shut everything down?
Yeah, and it did happen extremely fast. But we were told, and, you know, we had not, been you know, let the league hadn't made a final decision yet. So we go about our normal everyday business. So we have our 9 o'clock meeting that I have. We're getting ready for the Detroit Red Wings, and you know, we did our meeting that morning. So and then after our meeting, we have a 9 o'clock meeting, 9 to 9:15 preparation meeting, and then we end up going on the ice at 10:15. So the guys then do an active warm up and go from there. As soon as I got out of the meeting, you know, the guys were kind of, hey, what's going on to start with, and you know, we had already addressed it as a team the day before, you know, just in terms of the choices and decisions we were making as individuals and to give ourselves the best chance to be healthy, and had our team doctor in and had our trainer in the day before on an off day, so we didn't need to deal about on this on the game day. So the guys were all like, well, what's going on? Basketball canceled, you know, or what have you heard? And I'm like, we got to go through and prepare, fellas. We got to, you know, get your mind on this for 15 minutes, and then we'll see what happens as the day goes on. And then as soon as I got out of the video meeting, we made the decision to not go on the ice that day. And then as it was looking like we weren't going to be playing. So that's how the day started. And then the players stayed around the rink, and for the rest of the day, they ended up having their lunch, and you know, still it hadn't been canceled, the game, so they were still getting ready. And then eventually found out, I think around 3 o'clock, 2-3 o'clock, that it was officially going to be postponed.
Could you believe how quickly it snowballed? Like,
oh my goodness! Like that's the last day that I was able to. I've been at the rink. I haven't been able to go to the rink, and I, you know, I didn't leave till much later on that day once we knew that everything was going to be paused and postponed. But I took everything, you know, with me home, and you just didn't know. I was expecting, you know, didn't think it was going to turn out to be, and you're always hoping, I guess, that it's not going to be this long. But that was the last time I was at the rink. Like, that, the rink is not, we're not supposed to be going there right now. So I've held true to that, and do my work here, all set up at home. Usually every morning for me is my hockey time, and you know, before my family ends up getting up and getting prepared for whatever is in front of us.
We're joined by Coach Todd Reirden of the Washington Capitals. How often have you been in touch with your coaching staff and the players over this past month?
Yeah, so, you know, different ways getting together, always once a week for sure with the coaching staff on group chats, individual calls. We're working on projects, you know, that we normally don't have time to look at, things to get prepared for whatever the season brings us, if we're able to get going here again in playoffs. So lots of different things and that we'll work on and reconnect on as a group. The players have connected with, and we all connect with them different ways. Our medical trainer, Jason Service, has just been phenomenal. He's updates me, you know, every day if there is an update, you know, and we discuss where things are at with our players. We've been so fortunate that we have no positive, you know, have had no positive tests. And it's just been, you know, a combination of checking in with everybody throughout the organization, whether it's player development, coaches, or management, or our strength and conditioning coach and I. We talk every few days to get the workouts ready for the guys. We send the guys at home workouts every week. They get a new one that is really well done by Mark Nemish and his staff. So there's a lot that goes on in those mornings, mostly phone calls, and they're, you know, they used to be just personal meetings with me and one-on-one with people. So that's been disappointing. I like that part of being able to interact and see everyone's face when you're going through it. And I know you have Zoom and those type of things, but that's the part, the interaction that you miss out on not being with the rest of the group.
So, Coach, if they do just scrap the rest of the regular season, which they obviously wouldn't, they just go right into the playoffs, do you guys play Carolina? Is that the matchup?
That would be the matchup, yeah, right.
Okay.
Now.
So are you guys scouting them? Are you doing any sort of virtual scouting on that?
Yeah,
for Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, that's a team, you know, obviously it's a team that we're familiar with from last year, obviously, and would be a good one for us to go against. You know, if that was the case, we feel, you know, we owe them one after last year.
Yeah.
So, that's a team that we do know that we did better as the year went on against them. finding a different way of making some systematic adjustments, a little bit of our style of play, and then more, you know, looking at the intricacies of power play, penalty kill, special teams, late game situations against them, the way things that they want to do. But it's just going to be so interesting to see how it comes about because, for example, I have a sixth guy, like the last time there was a big stoppage like this, and it was totally different because the players were skating, but and it was in 2012-13, you know, like I went back and looked at my itinerary from then when I was coaching, and, you know, like I already have my six-day plan for if we were to go tomorrow and be able to have 6 days before we played our first game. The schedule's done. I'm already done with, you know, stuff that I know that our team needs to work on and needs to get ready. Like I'm ready to go from that standpoint. But I think it's going to end up being longer than that because the players haven't been on the ice.
Right.
And that's the one thing that you just cannot simulate is the fact that these guys have not been on the ice and the chance of, you know, ramping it up to right to playoff speed, I think will be very difficult on their bodies and hard on, you know, some of the muscles that you're not able to train by not being on the ice. There's some you can simulate, but there's nothing like getting on the ice. So we'll have to see. And again, it's all unknown. I just want to play hockey again and coach hockey again, because that means that our world is in a better place than it was, you know, a month ago. And that means that we've moved past this virus and we've moved past this, and it's safe for everyone to be out there and involved, and that means we're moved past a very difficult time in our lives.
Coach, you mentioned that you have like weekly meetings with your coaching staff. You're sending, you know, workouts to the players. Are you having any interaction with the league? Like any sense of timing? Have they given you any updates? Has ownership given you any updates?
Yeah, I am not on any of those calls. I get updated, you know, through management, you know, through, you know, Brian McClellan or Don Fishman or, right, you know, different people, you know, our upper management that's involved in those meetings, and get updates from them. But, you know, for the most part, it's all there's really nothing more than we have to continue to wait this out. And it's a time of uncertainty. Every day is a different day and reacting to the new normal, you know. So it's and how our country in particular, but you know, the other countries, you got to keep in mind that you know, the players that we have that are overseas now, and even how things are going in Canada, it's a big project, the National Hockey League, with all the different you know, players from different spots. I mean, I know we're one of the ones that have the most in the league. We have seven different countries represented on our team, and you know, that's what makes it so such an awesome sport, is trying to bring everybody together. And I think it goes along with just what's going on in the world right now. So you know, that's how we end up you know, finding out information. And again, for me, and I know I talk to other coaches in the league, it's preparing for a number of different situations, and just make sure you're on top of your game. And like I said, I have that 6 day plan, but it there's quite often, it you know, probably a better chance that it would be something longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, we really appreciate the time. Stay safe, take care of the family, and, you know, hopefully we'll get back to games at some point.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it was good to get back in the routine of coming on with you guys and talking hockey and talking about us getting past this virus. And I can't thank, you know, on behalf of the Capitals, I can't thank the first responders, the healthcare, you know, people that are doing all the work behind the scenes. And then also send my condolences out to people that have lost loved ones through this. So very difficult time, and it's great that you guys are still able to come on and you know, provide a different perspective to things. So thanks a lot for having me on.
Of course. Thank you, Coach. Well,
thanks, Coach.
Thank you, buddy.
Coach Todd Reardon of the Washington Capitals. When we come back, let's open up the phone lines again. It is Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. You search for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. You can give us a call at 800-636-1067. Plus, I do have the movie game. We can either do it next segment or the segment thereafter. 800-636-1067. We'll get to that next here in the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Jackie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It is an Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. You search for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. I did prep a little movie game. I guess all three of you can play. We'll see who actually wins.
All right.
Cakes
movie
and,
belt.
Cakes and Jason crushed my Who Wants to Be a Millionaire questions, and EB almost crushed it. Was like
I missed one, I think.
You missed one, but I mean, that's the way the game's played. You miss one, you're out.
What was it, the Die Hard question?
Yes.
No, I can't even remember.
And so
I,
that
like
inspired
I think
this,
we should do that every week.
This inspired the movie game.
All right.
Let's go to the phones, though, before we get to that. Earlier we posed the question of, they say that 25% of Americans who are working from home are drinking on the job. And we posed the question, well, what jobs do you have if you are drinking at home? Cake says he doesn't want his financial advisor having drinks during working hours.
No way. Absolutely not. Got to stay sharp.
So let's go to Dan, who's in rest, and he's been on hold for a while. Dan, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
What's up,
Danny? What's up, buddy?
Hey, yeah, actually, I was calling in because I remember a while ago, EB was talking about how he can't watch Jeopardy because he can't answer any of the questions. But
correct.
Like a week ago, they had a whole category just about golf, and I was seeing if, how many of these questions he could get right. I thought they were pretty easy.
Ooh. All right, yeah, we'll let it try.
Okay, let's go.
Hold up. I think he's going to go 4 out of 5.
I didn't even know there were 5. Okay, I don't know. I'm going to say I'm going to go 2 out of 5. I'm not very confident. It's still Jeopardy.
All right. It's Jeopardy. This all right. So the $200 question starts off real easy. Word for two. The bird word for two under par on a hole. What
all
is
right.
that?
All right. What is an eagle? All right. Silly.
Yeah. All right.
Silly. Correct. One for one, Lurch.
You even answered it correctly in the correct format.
I'm a big silly.
Look at you.
Go ahead. I'm liking this game.
$400 question.
Yeah.
To capture the modern Grand Slam, a player must win the Masters, the PGA Championship, and these two Opens.
Oh, come on. What is the British Open and the U.S. Open? I would destroy Ken Jennings.
They're all golf.
Go ahead. Valdez, I'm killing right now.
Yeah.
All right. The $600 question.
E.B. Holzhauer.
Sam Snead popularized a putting style named for this other grass and balls pastime. The PGA no longer allows it.
They call it saddle style or something like that. It's something, side saddle, I think is what they call it. Is that right?
But let me reread the question so you can pay attention. So Sam Snead popularized a putting style named for this other grass and balls pastime. So where did he get like the inspiration for that?
Oh, right. Okay. So croquet, I don't know.
That's
what
it.
Is croquet?
Yeah, croquet's right.
Yeah,
croquet's
okay.
right.
All right, silly.
3 for 3.
Thank you. Although I guess I botched it, kind of. But go ahead.
I remember watching this episode of Jeopardy, and they had a like a video that went with the croquet thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Or the video would have helped.
So that would have been easy.
It would have helped.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just was showing off that I knew it was called Side Saddle or whatever the hell it was.
We're all talking about Jeopardy. That's 2 weeks old.
Goflex. Nerd.
All right, come on.
Hey, Dan's been holding on to this for a couple weeks.
Valdez, come on. It's my time to shine here.
That is true because we've been kind of making you look like an idiot lately with pop culture stuff.
Right. Right. No, just go ahead.
Well, he's assisted on that.
The 17th on the old course at the Scottish Club, at this Scottish Club, is known as the Road Hole. Lots of players have been run over there.
Right. So you're asking me what the name of the course is? What is St. Andrews?
St. Andrews, yep, exactly right.
Right, all right. I mean, I'm like a genius in this.
Oh, my God, these are like fourth-grade questions.
Is Cakes 5 for 5 or 4 for 4 so far?
Yes, and I've already seen it. I already watched it.
I would have been 3 out of 4. I would have missed St. Andrews.
Okay. Would you have gotten croquet? You would have gotten croquet?
I think so, yeah.
What else do you play on grass? Come on.
I don't know.
What else? No, I wouldn't have said, what is Side Saddle?
No.
Right.
It's very controversial.
Yeah.
Luca would have got the eagle question.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Come on.
That croquet question, two of them got it wrong. One person said bocce and one person said lawn bowling.
Right, because they're clueless.
They're nerds.
They don't know anything about sports.
But they know about opera. I guarantee you that.
Right.
All right, $1,000 question. This is probably the easiest one. The pitching this type of club is used for short, lofted shots.
I mean, come on. Are you serious?
That was
$1,000?
That was a question?
So do you say what is a wedge? You have to say what is a pitching wedge?
Just what is a wedge? Because the word pitching is the second word of the clue. So just, Wedge is right. Yeah, you went 5 for 5, EB. Good job.
Thank you. I mean, I kind of didn't really get that one.
Did they miss that? Did those contestants miss the pitching wedge?
No, the only one they missed was the
croquet. All right,
a couple wrong answers for. Oh no, actually, I'm sorry. I don't think that they didn't get the U.S. Open and British Open question right either.
Oh, they're terrible people.
They should be incarcerated for not knowing that.
Hey, Dan, I like you. You can call in again.
Dan, do you watch Jeopardy every night, Dan?
No, you know what? I called in before, actually, a while ago. I watched Jeopardy during intermissions of Capitals games because if you DVR it, you can fast forward through all the commercials and the boring interviews, and it fits a perfect Capitals intermission.
Look at you, making efficient
Dan,
use
are
of
you,
your time.
Dan, are you drinking at home while you're working?
No, but, like, happy hour is a everyday occurrence now as soon as work is done.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that.
What do you do?
Yeah. I work in IT security sales.
There you go.
Sales. Right,
you gotta be on
your
game.
You can drink all day. All day long.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Should we go to Mike real quick?
Yeah. Go to Mike in Fairfax. He's going to ask me more golf questions, hopefully. Mike.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
We got you, man.
All right, cool. Real quick. You guys are from Bowie. What are your thoughts on Maryland 197? If they were going to widen that, would you be in favor of that?
What?
Is that in play? Are they talking about doing that?
Well, I guess what I was calling in is I'm a transportation engineer working for a, I'm not going to say where I work, obviously, but yeah, that could be in play in the future.
Right. Sure. I'm
Hold
for,
on. 197.
Why,
is 197. Which road is that, Cakes? 197.
It's pretty congested.
By the Bowie Town Center.
Yeah.
What's the name of the road? What's the name of it?
Collington.
Collington Road. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Widen that. You have to.
What's the downside to it? Just be a construction.
Oh, construction nightmare.
Yeah.
What's the cost?
Plus it would.
Billions.
I don't know the cost.
Yeah.
Millions and billions. It's silly.
What they need to widen, honestly, is 301 somehow, because that is just a nightmare to go from, say, Pointer Ridge to the Crofton area. Excuse me. Like from PG County to Anne Arundel County. I mean, it's a friggin' nightmare. It's always a parking.
And then come over to Virginia and widen 81.
Mike does not have license to drink all day as a construction engineer. You got to be sharp for that.
Actually, I'm a civil engineer.
Civil engineer.
So do you design the roads and all that?
No, usually review the stormwater and drainage and maybe some design input on that.
Isn't that boring?
Sounds boring.
Right, is your job boring? I mean, is it fun?
It, it, It's tilting dealing with getting environmental permits.
You make good cash?
Yeah, decent. I mean, Penn State degree, you know, moved down here.
In what, civil engineering?
We are.
Yeah.
Penn State.
I don't know, man. That sounds so
boring. He's supposed to respond.
I know. He probably didn't hear you.
Are you drinking while you work?
Towards the end of the day, maybe you'll crack open a claw.
Right?
That's it?
Like Valdez. He does that every day, but it's a crab claw. It's not a white claw.
What are you, 19?
Why do you like those claw drinks? They're awful. You like seltzer?
No, they're keto-friendly, EB. I mean, 1 gram of sugar.
Right.
That's how I'm staying fit during this pandemic, EB. I'm doing keto during the week. I go for a mile walk after working hours.
Right.
Just crushing it. Like, I'm not going to come out of this thing fat, looking obese.
Yeah, I am. I'm gaining a
lot of weight.
Now, I
got a question for Casey while he's here. Casey, have you ever played on America's Card Rooms or any of those non-regulated sites?
I have
not. In Maryland,
we
don't have legal card rooms.
I have not dabbled with ACR. I've heard it's very dicey as far as like getting your money out. And I think
I've heard a lot of shadiness.
I think they only pay you out in crypto, which tells me very shady.
Here's the thing. If you play cash games, I'm under the impression they're all bots at all these sites.
Right, yeah.
Tournaments, I think you can get away with.
But I will say, I did just get a PokerStars account with play money, and I think I'm playing in like an Ashburn-based online tournament this Sunday.
Are they
going to get next?
Oh, I might do that.
You should do it.
What if you just do like good old-fashioned VPNs that people were doing when that first came around? Can you do that?
What does that stand for?
I don't know, virtual network thing. I don't
very
know
poopy saying. Networks.
No, in other words, so it makes it look like I live in Canada, so I can play on the dumb site. Do you know what I mean? Are people still doing that?
Ask our friend Mikey about that.
I know Mikey knows all about that.
I guarantee you he can tell you about it.
Where there's a will, there's a way. If you really want to play, I'm sure you can find ways.
Yeah, everybody's too good now.
Or I believe you could put your computer in Drab T-Shirt's house.
Right. I don't know anything about that, Kix. Biting those lips.
I'm just saying that's theoretically
that's
speaking.
Not still a thing, is it?
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Wow, I thought that was done.
Hey, Kix, what's the buy-in on the Ashburn game?
I think
might
it's
be
$20. $20.
Oh, you know what?
Jeff McCauley?
Oh, yeah, McCauley's definitely running it, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the particulars. All I know is I'm getting my chips in.
It's either McCauley or Jaja Minx.
Right.
All right, do you want to do this movie game, EB?
Sure.
It's for everybody. I think Jason and John may go 7 for 7.
Right. Is it like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style questions?
No.
I think I'm going to go 1 for 7.
It's potentially.
Yeah.
Now, there's no 50-50 balls. There's no multiple choice. All right? If you guys want to write it down.
Yeah.
Cakes and Jason can just raise your finger. I'll take your word for it.
I'll just tell you the answer first, always.
Okay, number one. This movie starring Tommy Lee Jones, Josh Brolin, and Javier Bardem won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 2007. The movie is, the plot line is about a drug deal gone wrong and more than $2 million in cash near the Rio Grande.
You see the title?
Name the movie.
Okay, I know it.
I saw this movie, I think, and I can't remember the name of it, but I liked it.
And Jason and John can talk about it. What was Javier Bardem's move in the movie?
Hold on.
He had like a weird like air gun like
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Weapon.
It's No Country for Old Men.
I saw that.
But
that's a great movie, by the way.
It doesn't matter. I saw it, and I like that movie.
She couldn't remember the name.
Okay, I don't care. I don't want the point. I'm going to have the point. But I'm happy that I actually remember a little of that movie.
I think these are some of these movies you've seen.
You're tracking with it.
Yeah.
Number two, this movie starring Jessica Chastain as a CIA analyst chronicles the decade-long hunt for Osama bin Laden.
Great movie.
So silly. Such a great movie.
We talk about this movie all the time.
Yep. Because it's great.
I forget the name. It doesn't mean anything.
I only picked great movies.
ZDT. I've seen this one, too. What's it called?
ZDT.
Zero Dark Thirty.
There you go.
Yeah. I saw that one. Good one.
People who have not seen that movie, what are you doing with your life?
It's so good. You know what? You should watch it. right now while you're watching the Junks. Split screen. Zippy Dark 30, Junks.
Zippy Dark 30.
Yes.
All right. He won the Academy Award for Best Actor in The Revenant.
Oh, such a good movie.
It's a good one.
I mean, I didn't pick obscure movies. The Revenant. Who won?
When did that movie come
best
out?
Best Actor.
Like roughly, 5 years ago? Five, yeah. 6 years ago?
What did he win? Best Actor?
Who won Best Actor for the lead role
it
in
was
The
a very
Revenant?
It was a very cheery movie.
Yeah, it was real upbeat.
I have no idea.
Here's a hint.
Yeah.
Drab t-shirt, fancies himself a poor man's version.
He thinks he looks
Leo
like
DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the movie where he's running around in the woods like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. Yeah,
right up your alley.
Silly Tom Hardy also out there in the woods with him.
God, that's
he'd be,
a good
I'm a
flick.
Kind
I didn't
grader.
See that.
I'm not going to give you that one. I'll give you Zero Dark 30.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Although
one.
If Cakes and Jason didn't help you, I don't know if you'd have pulled it. All right.
I would not have.
Cakes and Jason, you got to zip it a little bit.
All right.
All right. William Wallace.
William.
Begins a revolt against the king in this classic. Can you name the movie?
I pay homage to Scotland.
I don't really know. I'm just going to say Gladiator.
It's
not a bad guess because it is a period piece.
Braveheart?
Yes. Braveheart.
They're kind of like the yes. same to me. I mean,
EB would be so sized for Prima Nocte. Does he have any idea what that is?
No
say
idea.
It again.
Prima Nocte.
The British soldiers loved it.
That means the Brit, like if you were a Scotsman and you were marrying, or a Scot, whatever they're called, and were marrying your wife,
Scott.
The Brits roll in and they say, oh, you think you're gonna
bang
tax
your
it?
Wife.
You think you're going to tax it on your wedding night? No. The British soldier is going to take care of the business first.
Ugh.
And then you get to go in.
They make you a cuckold.
Basically, yes. They were way ahead of the curve on that.
Valdez, should we go to break and then finish this up next segment? Or what should we do here?
Is that the end of it?
How many more?
Three more.
Let's just get through it.
Just mow through them real quick.
All right. Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, and Matthew Broderick star in this Civil War flick.
Pickle loves these
one
holes.
One of Jason's favorite. Jason talks about it a lot.
He loves these holes.
Now, he's tracking a little bit. I can see it.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one, Jason.
What? I have no idea. What is it?
He loves these better than making a hole in one.
What is it, then?
Some can argue they're kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The movie's called Glory.
Those are the worst kind of holes.
One for five.
If anybody knows about that, I would bet it was Jason.
Or Ben.
All right, two more.
If anybody knows about that, I would bet it was Jason.
All right, what movie has a lead character by the name of Colonel Nathan Jessup?
Oh, you got to get this one.
I don't know.
You love this movie.
I did?
You do. You did. You do. You will.
Colonel Nathan Jessup. What about the movie Full Metal Jacket?
I think it's this.
It's definitely A Few Good Sillies.
Oh, really? Yeah, that was a great movie. I love that movie.
Jack Nicholson plays
That's a great
Colonel
movie.
Nathan Jessup.
So good.
And I
love it. Almost, this one's almost impossible for Eric to get.
Well, so far I'm 0-for.
I give you a Zero Dark 30.
No, I only got it because he did the initials.
I'll just give
I
a zero.
Get a lot of them if you give me initials.
Zero, JP.
All right. Hilary Swank and Clint Eastwood starred in this movie where Swank plays an up-and-coming boxer.
Ooh. I saw that movie. It was pretty good.
I actually didn't see it, so I'm,
just don't remember the name of those
The initials
things.
Are MDB.
What's the second letter of the M?
M-I.
Third?
It's a number. The first one's a number.
M-I?
The next one's actually a symbol of cash.
Oh, yeah.
$1 Million Baby.
There you go.
Got it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. But I saw that movie and I liked it.
Yeah, they're all movies. Most
of course
of them
you've seen
saw.
Them all.
Pretty cheery ending on that movie.
I didn't see Glory. I didn't see Glory. All right. In need of a little, but I know what Jason has. In need of a little tasteful family fun, To break up the lockdown monotony, order a Megano pizza kit from Paisanos. For just $10, they'll bring you the dough, the sauce, the cheese, for a delicious 16-inch pie. Pop it out of the oven, snap a pic of your creation, post it on social media with the hashtag Paisanos made by me, and you're entered to win some sweet prizes, including skin tickets, memorabilia, and Paisanos pizza for life. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. Delivered more at PaisanosPizza.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's going to be live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Just a heads up, on tomorrow's show, we're going to play the interview we did with John Taffer. Bar Rescue fame. Interesting conversation we had with John about restaurants now and what they might look like in the future, as well as casinos and other businesses, all that are having to adapt. So you want to tune in tomorrow to hear from John Taffer.
Hey, Drabby, I want to do the Naked and Afraid viewing party. Will Twitch work?
I'm sure it will. I just haven't looked into it yet.
The thing is, we got to figure out something where like you can cut and paste my screen, right?
Just you?
Well, for my screen for the video, because I know which episode I want to air.
Right. So you want Naked and Afraid and your screen?
Right. Share the screen. You don't have the video, and then obviously if we get the four boys up, that would be nice.
What time are you doing this?
Whatever time was convenient for everybody.
Now, Cake said earlier,
Cake said he's got a
birthday
thing. Right. I got it.
But if we could do it somewhat later in the evening. I mean,
we could do it later. Well, Jason will be in bed snoring. We'll do it earlier. Jason just have to go.
I could do it at 3 when my happy hour starts.
3?
Yeah. I could do that.
I guess. I'm relatively
Everybody's
flexible.
Home.
Yeah, I'm home.
Nobody's doing anything. Right. Jason's going to go on a 9-mile walk.
I got to go. Yeah, I'm going to do that. It's going to get windy later, so I'm going to get all this stuff out of the way early.
But I know like Periscope would work, but I don't know how to like put the video on. You know what I mean? I don't know how to do
you
that.
You just send me a link, and if I can get into it, I'll enjoy
Yeah, let
it.
The brain trust figure it out and let it show up in a Google
If anybody
hangout.
Has an idea, hit me up on Twitter, EB Junkies. What would be the best platform? Ideally, it would be great because if the four guys, if we were all our videos were up, and even Drabby and Valdez potentially – and then the video, too. And then everybody else could chime in the comment section and just Joan or whatever. Hit me up into EB Junkies on Twitter. Let me know what would be the best platform for that. We'll try to do that this afternoon.
Richie. Maybe Josh Hamilton can join us, too.
He's not that fun to be around.
He seems like a real stable individual.
Right.
What did he do, throw a water bottle at his kid?
He, like, beat his kid. He beat his daughter up. I think he went beyond a water bottle. I think he actually beat her up.
Yeah, he's a psycho. Did you guys see
this? He's an addict.
Correct. Correct. Did you see the quotes from Jerry Stackhouse?
Yes.
Did Drabby give us that link, or did I just see that myself? I think Drabby
gave
us that
link. No, he sent
it
last night or this morning.
Yeah.
Stackhouse.
I think we've heard this before.
Yeah, I mean, it's not totally surprising.
We've heard this from a lot of players.
Stackhouse just expressed being unhappy when he was Michael Jordan's teammate here with the Wizards.
Right. Well, he says he wishes he never played with him, and he kind of took that his idol off the pedestal, A, because at that point, clearly, Stack thought he was a better player than him at that point, and then B, MJ just wanted everything to run through him, and Stack was still sort of in the prime of his career, you know, a little jealousy and egos getting involved
early portion
here.
Of his career.
I think it was his eighth year.
It wasn't his early.
But he played a long career.
Correct.
The thing which jumped out at me was Stackhouse just bad luck in a way, or maybe teams just got better when Stackhouse left, that he left teams that won championships like the year after two or three times in his career.
Right.
So he left Detroit in that trade for Rip Hamilton, comes to the Wizards, and then they win the NBA championship with Rip Hamilton and the Pistons. Then he goes to the Mavericks after he was with the Wizards, and he's there for a while, and then he leaves the Mavericks, and then they win the NBA championship. And
right.
I think that may have happened on a third stop. I can't remember the third stop.
I think it was Miami.
Yeah, Miami. He was with the Heat, and then he leaves the next year.
He's got terrible time.
I was
going to
say, can someone remind Stack he won absolutely nothing?
Right.
Even as a college player.
Yeah, tell him.
But it is interesting because they both went to Carolina, right?
Yeah,
definitely,
yeah.
Clearly his idol. And here's the quote. I'll just read it quickly. He says, things were still being run through Michael Jordan. Doug Collins, remember, was the coach at the time. I love Doug, but I think that was an opportunity for him to make up for some moments they may have had back in Chicago. So pretty much everything that Michael wanted to do, we did. We got off to a pretty good start. He didn't like the way the offense was running because it was running a little bit more through me.
Right.
He wanted to get more isolations on the post, of course, so we had more isolations for him. And it just kind of spiraled in a way that where I didn't enjoy that season at all. Kind of the picture I had in my mind of Michael Jordan and the reverence I had for him, I lost during the course of that year. That's
well,
crazy.
Jason will never lose that.
Huh?
Jason will never lose that.
Oh, Jason would never lose that. No.
All right, let's go to Bruce
real
quick.
All I know is that Stackhouse, I mean, he was okay when he was here, but he won nothing. I would have run the offense through Michael, too.
And Stack also thinks a 1 week vacation rental goes 8 days. Just remember that.
Right, I remember that. So, how can you design plays for a guy who thinks a week's 8 days?
No, big stupid.
What an idiot.
Let's go to our man, Bruce the Hugger. Thursday tradition.
Good morning, junkies.
What's
Hello,
up?
Hello, Bruce.
I got another question to make. The junkies have the first Corona Adam S. Stein segment.
Adam Epstein.
We're the first Corona Death Adam Epstein.
Oh, the Epstein segment. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, the AWOS segment's dead. You're right.
AWOS dead.
He may be dead. I don't know.
He might be.
I haven't heard from him in weeks.
Hopefully.
I haven't heard from him in weeks.
I think he's the one, though, that's posting the YouTube segments, I believe.
Okay. Is he still working?
Oh, I don't work no more.
Yeah.
All right, Bruce, stay safe, man.
Have a happy Easter.
I will.
Have a happy Easter.
Do the hugger, right?
Yeah. Bruce the fist bumper.
Yeah, you're fist bumper.
Bruce the fist bumper now.
Bumper, right.
Bruce the former hugger.
All right, bye, buddy.
Anyway, do follow the Junkies YouTube page. I believe Adam's doing
next
that. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CBM, JP, see you tomorrow.
Be safe.
Next.
See ya.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.